Are you a Colonials fan? If you want the best in RMU sports talk radio, tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Colonial Talk, featuring RMU Radio's Vince Russo and Colin Sullivan.
If your butt doesn't get pumping after that one, I don't think you have a pulse, so.
Listen as the two banter on all RMU sports, both women's and men's.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
You won't want to miss the hard-hitting duo that holds no punches when it comes to dishing it out.
Hashtag no mercy.
That makes no sense.
Call into the show by dialing 412-397-6816 to voice your opinions on their hot takes on Colonial sports. But remember to keep it clean.
A little unsanitary, to say the least.
That's 412-397-6816. Colonial Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Find us on the TuneIn app or through iTunes live streaming on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Yeah, America.
Wow. Play it again.
You're on the listening to the Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Welcome to another show. I'm your host, Ogie, my co-host, Mr. Michael Spellman.
What's going on, guys?
How's it going?
Good. I gotta say, I love that song.
Star-Spangled Banner? God Bless America. God. Proud to be American.
Proud to be an American. Yeah. I don't know the name of it. But
God Bless the USA.
God Bless the USA. Oh,
that's
an easy
good
one.
Song.
That's a really good one.
I enjoy it.
I remember having to, I don't know, probably like, in whatever grade, like maybe kindergarten or something, they made us like learn and sing it.
Yeah, for like an assembly. Like.
Yeah, we probably did something like that. Yeah.
I thought it was fitting, you know, today being Veterans Day.
Veterans Day.
Thank you to all the veterans out there for serving and, you know, paying, you know, the price to, well, that's
price
Memorial
of,
Day.
Price of freedom.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate your service, and, you know, it doesn't go unnoticed.
It's real heroes.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can't ignore it. You know, we don't like talking about politics. We can't ignore it. The election this week.
That was this week?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I figure it was a nice little a theme, the America theme, so that's what I went with. But, you know, I know it's kind of a hot topic in the country.
A very hot topic. The hottest topic,
yeah,
if you will.
It's a pretty hot. But I do want to touch on it briefly. We won't spend too much time on it, but you can't ignore it. It's happened. It's, you know, some of the countries working with and trying to absorb. So I think it's, you know, it's only reasonable if we discuss.
Talk about it for a little bit.
Yeah, just discuss a little bit. So, I mean, I'll start. I personally, I'm excited about the future of the country. I will admit that I voted for Donald Trump, and it's not something I'm ashamed of. You know, I'm excited to see where he can take the country. I think he'll do a great job. I do understand people's, you know, concerns or reservations about it.
A bit, I think a lot of them are a little bit drastic. a little bit of their concerns are a bit overboard. But
yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I mean, you can't, you know, who am I to discount someone else's beliefs or opinions? Everyone's got their own, but no, I do. I mean, I don't think he's going to go door to door and grab people out of their houses and lock them up. And
if anything, he's going to have a group of people do it for him. But no, he will not be doing that either.
I think he's exactly what this country needs. I think the country was fed up with the way things were going, and you know, the silent majority made their voice heard and stood up for what they want, and you know, we're gonna encounter some change coming up in the next 4 years, and I think he's the best guy to do that. I really do. You know, people say, oh, he's got no experience, he's just a businessman celebrity. Well, yeah, maybe so. Well, but I mean,
if you know, if they really didn't want him in that position, I mean, no one really was stepping up. There weren't a lot of legitimate candidates.
Exactly. I mean, do I agree with some of his tactics and the theatrics behind the campaign? No. But you know, if you take the theatrics out of it and read his policies and what he stands for and his ideals, you know, most of them, I'd say probably about 85-90% of them, I really strongly believe in and agree with, and that's a reason I voted for him.
It'll be interesting to see what he can do tackling the position from a business standpoint, running the country from a business standpoint.
He's got a different mindset with it. Mm-hmm. Do I think he's going to build the wall? Absolutely.
That wall is not going to
happen.
No.
But is he going to do something to deal with the immigration
problem? Needs to be addressed.
Right. It needs to be addressed.
The wall isn't the answer, but there are.
No, I have no problem with him, you know, people wanting to come to this country. I don't blame him. I'd want to come to this country.
I have a problem with them coming to this country and doing it the wrong way.
Right. If you want to be in this country bad enough, you will take the steps necessary to do it legally and, you know, do it, be here, you know, appropriately.
You know, I feel like if I was the one running it, the people that are already here and they're already here legally, you know, if we find them, if we find out who they are, we'll give, you know, I would give them a chance. Listen, hey, you got this long to become a citizen.
Right. You can't do it, then
take the test or you can go.
Right.
You got to go.
Absolutely. So, and then, I don't know, another thing I'm excited for and the reason I voted for him was Obamacare. Personally,
it's crazy to see how it's blowing.
Personally, I have, you know, dealt with the negative effects of it. My family has had to switch insurance providers multiple times. I have a stack of insurance cards on my desk because my parents keep sending me a new insurance card every so often because it keeps changing. You know, smaller insurance companies or, you know, sections of it have gone bankrupt. Doctors have gone bankrupt because this system is just
it's very poor.
You know, my dad has told me if you break a bone or, you know, something minor, you need to suck it up until we can get you home to a doctor. Don't go to a doctor there. He said the only reason you can go to a hospital is if it's a dire emergency or your appendix explodes. He's like, other than that, don't go to a doctor there.
So, I mean, what's that copay going to be?
We'd have to pay for it all. Yeah. My insurance wouldn't cover me here in Pittsburgh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It'll only cover me in New York.
So God!
Unless it's unless it's a dire emergency where it's like a life or death thing, then maybe you can go to the doctors. But other than that, I can't go anywhere because insurance won't cover it. It's such horrible insurance.
Healthcare is very important.
Absolutely,
and you need to be covered everywhere.
Right.
That's ridiculous. Do your parents, I mean, did they not have insurance through one of their employers or no? It's on their own.
It's through the Obamacare thing. My dad used to get insurance through his employer, but things got so expensive, you know, his boss was like, I can't keep paying for this. It keeps changing, keeps getting expensive. So, you know, you're going to have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because when I first came to school, we had, you know, insurance through his employer. Everything was fine. Or I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was through his employer. Mm-hmm. You know, I could, you know, have insurance here and everything or whatever. But now it's just, it's ridiculous.
Let's see. What do I got?
I've had 3 different insurance cards since I've been a student at Robert Morris University.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever on the school-provided plan?
No.
No? I mean, luckily, both my parents work for the same company, and we get the health care through them. So, I mean, you know, luckily, I will have health care. Right. what are we on? We're on United Healthcare. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, for the most part, pretty good coverage. Comes with vision care, dental, yeah. And so.
Like the insurance we have now doesn't cover dental, doesn't cover vision. I used to have, there was a plan called Child Health Plus.
Mm-hmm.
It covered everything. Everything and anything you could imagine it covered, but don't have it
anymore. Does that go away once you're 18 or?
I don't know if it's once you're 18, but I know I don't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. But so that's one thing, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how he's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
I've read he released his healthcare, you know, proposal, and I read through it and it looks pretty legitimate. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, not going to have it universal. It's going to be more privatized and spread out through other insurance companies. Mm-hmm. And
sorry if everyone heard that.
That's my phone.
But I don't know, like, he released his 100-day plan, mm-hmm. you know, the first 100 days, what he's going to do. And I've read through it, and granted, it's very ambitious. You know, I don't think he's going to get everything done.
No, and does really any president get everything they want to get done in their first 100 days? No.
So, I mean, it's very ambitious. Some of it's a little, I don't know, out in left field, but for the most part, I agree, and I think everything that he's proposing will be very helpful and useful. And so, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see what he can get done, you know, if if Congress will, you know, kind
of that's going to be his biggest issue is will he get cooperation from them?
Right.
So, I mean, and you know, for them and for his people who are supporting Hillary, you got to root for the guy. He's going to be the president. You have to deal with it.
I saw something.
You can't hope for him to do poorly because that's going to affect you even more.
I saw something on Facebook. It was something like to the lines of like wishing your president fails is like wishing your pilot falls asleep or something like that.
Yeah. You know? I mean, and essentially it is. And I guess I don't remember well enough back to the Bush terms,
mm-hmm.
and those elections. But, I mean, I remember for the Obama elections, the two elections when he won, you know, the not my president trend that was going around. And you can't have that attitude. You gotta hope for the best.
Exactly. So, I don't know. And it's just, I hate the term millennials. I hate it more than anything.
And they use it so much.
But our generation, I'm getting so fed up.
To be fair, there's a lot of people in our generation that are just the worst.
I can't. They're just so whiny. And yes, mm-hmm. I understand, you know, the person you wanted to win didn't win. You know, I don't understand why they're scared and worried, but I understand that they're concerned on what's going to happen next. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean.
But to just blindly say he's not my president and start rioting in the streets, it's like, come on.
He's not going to get anything done.
Right. Give the guy a chance. Like, he was just elected 3-4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. What is rioting the streets going to do? It's just, it's unbelievable. And schools are canceling classes and tests because people are mourning the loss. Like, mm-hmm. what? They're acting like the country just got bombed. Like,
and another thing is, they're acting like him getting elected is halting all progress in terms of, you know, the advancement of the gay community and all that. And I don't get it. Like, in the states individually are in charge of that, and a lot of the states are pushing for it to be legal. And I think it's all legal now. Legal.
Obama passed that legislation that legalized gay marriage and everything. And look, I was having a conversation with someone about this earlier today. I mean, I personally, the social issues don't concern me that much. And I don't know if that's right or wrong of me to say, but it doesn't concern me. I'm more focused on the business, the analytics side, the mm-hmm. economy, you know, the finance. That's just how I think. I think with an analytical mind, a business side, you know, of everything. The social issues don't really concern me right now. My you know, my life is, you know, in that terms, my life is pretty good. And, you know, I guess, yeah.
If you saying that, a lot of people are going to come back at
right.
you with,
well, say,
yeah,
oh, you're you better check your privilege. You're a white male. Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I am. But I'm also dealing with other things. And, you know, my family could favor better under a Trump presidency than a Clinton presidency. Mm-hmm. So that's why I voted for Trump. I put the theatrics beside, you know, behind. I read their proposals. I educated myself on the issues, and I matched that with what my family's dealing with. And
mm-hmm.
I voted, which would, you know, help myself do better, my family do better in the future. And that's what I voted based mm-hmm. on. I mean, it's going to sound bad, but I don't really care about other people's problems and issues. I'm worried about myself.
Really,
my
you
family.
Do have to look out for yourself first.
Exactly.
First and foremost.
Not do what I feel. Do I feel bad that some people don't have some of the fair shakes that I have? Yeah, of course, you know. But not everyone's equal. Not everyone's the same. Not everyone's growing up in the same circumstances mm-hmm. or experience the same things. That's just how it is. That's how life
yep.
is.
Listen, when the airbags drop from the plane, you got to put yours on first before you put on the person sitting next to you.
Exactly. Now, I have no interest in holding everyone's hand and saying kumbaya in a big circle. Yeah. It doesn't...
And also, I don't think the government, and I don't think the presidency really ultimately determines the social change. You know, I think
nor should it.
I think the mindset of the nation as a whole, and our generations and the generations below us, they're really what are going to determine that.
Absolutely, I personally don't think the government should have really much say in any social issues or social topics. I feel mm-hmm. that should just be up to people individually. Why should mm-hmm. the government mandate what a woman can or can't mm-hmm. do with her body, or, you know, all birth control and everything that, you know, concerns women, and why they're kind of scared and afraid about, you know, what is going to happen. You know, I see that side, and I agree with that viewpoint that, mm-hmm. you know, they're concerned that, you know, why should some guy tell me what I can and cannot do? And I totally understand that. Absolutely. But I don't know. I don't really am concerned about it, because I don't think the government should be able to do mm-hmm. that. But I guess the thought of Trump turning things around for the economy and, you know, finances and healthcare trumps, you know, no pun intended, the social issues. It mm-hmm. just, and that's how I think. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's wrong. It's not good. It's not bad. That's just how I think. And people think mm-hmm. other way, and that's fine. They're entitled to their opinion. They're, you know, everyone has different experiences that make them think different things. But to pout and stomp around and set things on fire and riot in the streets and scream he's not my president, it's
going about the wrong way.
Right. It's just so immature, and it's, what is that going to do? What are you going to accomplish doing it? Nothing. You're going to make yourself look
not
ridiculous.
Do anything.
You're putting a target on your back.
You know, I saw on Twitter someone posted two images with the caption before the rioting and after the rioting, and the both pictures were just the outcome of the election. You know,
yeah.
It's not going to change. You just kind of have to, I mean, and you think about it, how many presidents were there before that weren't really with the idea of gay marriage or the gay community as a whole, and yet still the gay community has continued to progress? You know,
right.
They've always pushed through, and that's what's going to happen now. You still just have to keep on pushing.
Right. I think people are overreacting and thinking, you know, the end of the world is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to give the guy a chance.
Yeah, and you got to think, with all the progression that they've made, you know, the last couple decades, it's not all going down the drain based on one election.
Yeah. And I mean,
within 4 years, things are not going to get to the point where they think they are.
Right. And I don't know, have you talked to your brother about this? Does he have any opinion on
it? I haven't talked to him about it. I do remember, what was it, Thursday night. Tuesday night was the election?
Yes.
I remember Tuesday night, I was going up to bed, probably around 11:30 or something like that, and Trump had already amassed a good amount of the electoral votes. And I walked past the living room and I saw him in there. He's on the phone, and it looked like he was crying. So, I mean, clearly he's not happy about it. I saw him post a few things about it. You know, it's I think the crying and the worrying, I think their worries are a little bit far-fetched. I don't think Trump's going to, like you said, go door-to-door. I don't think he's going to start a mass crusade against the gay community.
Right. He's not going to start internment camps or anything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the same time, who are we to discredit what they're thinking and what they're feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, everyone's entitled to how they feel. And it's weird being on this side of election, you know, being able to vote in an election for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in 2008 and 2012, you know.
When, like, you kind of saw it and you kind of paid right. a little bit of attention to it, but it didn't matter because right. you couldn't vote.
Exactly. I don't remember, like, I did pay attention to it, but I don't remember being this invested in it, mm-hmm. you know. But it's interesting having voted in this. And
because you can make a difference now.
Right. And people are really, I mean, I guess I expected it, but not to this extent, how much people are judging you based on who you voted for.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and how they're labeling you based on your vote.
And do you, I think this would be a good question for our parents, but do you think, like, in the past elections, friend groups were getting torn up and families were being torn up based on who they were voting for?
I don't think so.
Like,
and you know why?
Not that I've ever heard of.
You know why I don't think so? It's because this election, the media played such a huge role.
Yeah, media fueled.
And that's one of my biggest griefs with this election is the media.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, Trump said, oh, the media's rigging it, and, you know, people were laughing at him, but he wasn't mm-hmm. wrong. Think of how many times before the election, during the campaign season, you'd open Facebook or Twitter, and there'd just be videos blasting him and
mm-hmm.
just everything was about how horrible of a guy he is and playing random sound bites of Howard Stern shows. And it's just like, come on. They didn't give the poor guy a fair shake.
When you think about it, who's in control of the media? And which candidate was being, you know, backed by large players in the government?
Right.
Which candidate wasn't using their own money to fuel the campaign?
Right.
So, I mean,
it's just, it's
in a way, it was rigged.
Right. And I wonder how everything would turn out if there wasn't, you know, Facebook and all the social media, and how, you know, if media didn't play as big of a role. I wonder what it'd be like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't agree with some of the things Trump said or some of his tactics and everything. I don't. But
I don't know. Often are you going to agree with everything that one person says
right.
and all their plans?
But I've seen enough of other things and other mm-hmm. videos to show to me that Donald Trump isn't really that horrible of a human being as mm-hmm. you know, people make him out to be. So, I don't know. I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic for what may come of this. And, well, like I've ended any other discussion or argument I've had on Facebook with this. We'll just have to wait.
You just got what happens. We got to roll with the next 4 years, and then right. we got to see what happens.
Just wait and see. So there's nothing, mm-hmm. nothing anyone can do about it right now. Yep. The electorates aren't going to change their votes to Hillary Clinton. So mm-hmm. that I saw a movement. People are trying.
Change.org. Yeah, millions of people signed the petition.
Trying to get the electorates to all vote for it. It's not going to happen.
No,
I think maybe it's only elections happened once or twice before. Yeah. It's not going to happen. He's going to be your next president, mm-hmm. and
unless a terrible tragedy happens, unless right. there's a terrible accident.
But just, I don't know, roll with the punches and see mm-hmm. what happens. All right, let's end it there. I did want to talk about it just because it is probably the biggest thing facing us in the past week. So now that we got that out of the way. So what's up?
You know, not much. Some interesting things happening back in my hometown today.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
There was a hostage situation in a mental facility in my hometown today.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, a man held, it's called the Turtle Creek Valley Mental Health Facility. And so I guess a man barricaded the doors and was holding everyone in there hostage with a knife and what turned out to be a BB gun.
Oh, my God.
But he ended up stabbing six individuals.
Jeez.
They had to call in the SWAT team. So that's interesting.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I need to watch more of it. I need to look at the news story, but that's just a quick update about what happened.
There's stuff like that going on. Well, not like that, but there's been some interesting news going on back home in Buffalo. The old steel mill plant caught fire.
The fire, yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday. And that was crazy. That's like 5 minutes from my house. They evacuated all my, you know, my school district, and, you know, my parents were sending me pictures from our house of seeing the big smoke plume and everything. It's crazy, but.
Didn't you say it started, a light bulb fell?
Yeah, they think a hot light bulb fell on some combustible material, and it just started it up.
That's crazy how they can determine that type of stuff.
Yeah, right?
How do you do that? Everything's burned to a crisp in there. How are you determining this?
I know. I don't.
Like, they can determine, like, if a candle starts a fire. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't.
That's crazy. But I know a lot of my friends or, you know, people I went to high school with are firefighters back home, and they were at the scene. You know, they're still there trying to put it out. It's still going. It's still going. I think I read something that said they still think it's going to be burning throughout the weekend.
Oh my god!
That sucker's still burning. So, you know, there've been,
how much more is in there to burn?
I don't know. It acted as like a cold storage facility, so there were like boats in there and packing material and bunch of plastics and stuff. And so I know
that's pretty wild.
Yeah. So,
cool.
Thoughts and prayers out to all the firefighters, emergency crews out trying to deal with that.
Do they get the place evacuated? Like, is everyone who was working there?
I mean, I don't think it was like an active site. Mm-hmm. You know, workers going in and out. Every day, like a normal workplace, but I think the only injury I saw was a firefighter broke his ankle.
Ooh.
So. What? But yeah, so that's still something they're dealing with. And roads were closed.
Crazy, crazy
stuff. That's a lot of smoke.
Yeah. So, wow. It's already 6:30. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back. We'll maybe talk about something a little happier. Be nice.
Not a fire, not the election.
Yeah, so, all right, let's take a break. Stick with us if you haven't turned us off. Listen to the Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on Army Radio, your campus, your voice. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael DeLauro, Director of the Academic Media Center at Robert Morris University. You're listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Forever to touch you.
I messed it up. We'll just come back in.
Hey!
We're back. Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice. Let's see. The 11th day of the 11th month of the 2016 year.
What a year.
Right? It's almost done.
Yeah, man, years just seem to be flying by.
God, Thanksgiving is in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I feel like we just did Thanksgiving.
We did. You know? No. Yeah, about a year ago.
I know. Man,
I can't wait to go home for Thanksgiving. My God.
I just can't wait for Thanksgiving.
I need a break from campus.
Man, I got work. I'm going to be working, and I got work to do over breaks. So, but I'm excited to be at home for like a week.
Yeah. Then we come back, and we're here for, what, 3 more weeks, and then we go back home.
And then we go back for a month. Woo! Winter break. College. I'm excited for winter break, though.
Oh, I'm excited for snow.
I'm not. I'm going to say I'm not.
I want it to snow so badly.
Well, I'm sure you guys will get in the great white north.
Here's hoping. So let's transition to sports, something a little more exciting. RMU Colonials men's basketball team kicks off their 2016-2017 season tonight at 7 o'clock, about half an hour from now in the Sewell mm-hmm. Center, playing the Penn Quakers. Let's go Bobby Mo. See how they do this season. Not a very impressive season last year.
Nope.
But, we'll see what happens. The roster is pretty much all new.
So I mean, it could go either way, I guess. Like freshmen is a lot of the transfers, or what are we?
It's just any idea? A lot of new faces. There's not many seniors. Conrad and who's the other one? Aaron Tate are the only seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Billy Giles is a senior, but he only played last year as his first. And Kayvon, oh thank God, it's Kayvon's last year.
Kayvon
Stewart. You don't.
No, no.
You don't have any team spirit, school spirit. You don't go to anything.
That's just a lot of work.
But, hey, let's go Bobby Mo. Let's beat Penn.
Yeah, no, I hope they win.
Stupid Ivy League jerks.
They're all smarter than us.
A lot of, ugh. But speaking of sports, during the break you were talking about a FIU player.
Yeah, FIU. Good old FIU. For those of you who don't know, tight end from FIU. He is out for the season. Let me find his name for you. But he will be out for the season because his pregnant girlfriend, 5 months pregnant, was, from what I gathered reading the story, was angry at him. She was angry at him because he had not been paying a lot of attention to her during the day. Boiled a pot of water and proceeded to dump it onto his head.
That's
Oh man,
that's insane.
Jonnu Smith. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Jonnu Smith is the Florida International tight end, whose pregnant girlfriend poured a pot of boiling water over his head.
That's ridiculous. Who does that?
That's pure insanity right there.
Oh, that's just like a new level of pain.
I can't even imagine how hot that was and how bad that hurt.
Oh my God. On his head.
On his head. Whatever hair he had is no longer there. And probably will never grow back. That can't... Oh, man. I mean, to the point where he is out for the season. Dude, it would hurt. It hurts just thinking about it. Here's a quote. The two argued through the day over the attention Smith was paying her and their relationship. While in his dorm room and feeling extremely emotional and stressed, she boiled a pot of water. Then she walked over to Smith and poured it on him.
That's like, there's so much time between the time she had the thought, oh, I'm going to pour a thing of boiling water on his head.
And then she started hitting him. She started hitting him
after. Yeah. See, like, okay, so, like, if I get angry, if I get an argument, you're like, oh, I'm going to hurt you. But then after a while, you calm down. You're like, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. But she put a pot of water on the stove.
And let me tell you, that takes, like, 10, 15 minutes.
To boil it.
10 to 15 minutes
after
to boil.
After it was boiling, she was still like, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to put it on the floor.
We're going to go with it.
And then she beat him.
Then she started hitting him.
Are you kidding?
When Smith didn't react strongly enough for her, what? She started hitting him with her open hands.
Oh, my God.
He suffered severe burns on his head, neck, back, one shoulder, and an arm.
Are there any pictures of it?
Him? Not in this. Apparently, according to some sources, he's been seen on campus since the incident.
Wow.
But he will not be playing.
Yeah, I'd imagine it probably... That probably
only two more games in their season, but...
Oh, my God.
Man,
that's insane.
He'll finish the season with 441 yards and three touchdowns on 39 catches.
And
he's going to...
body.
He has the fifth most catches in FIU history.
Huh. That's... Oh, jeez. That's insane. And where did it happen?
Where did it happen?
Uh-huh. What state?
Florida.
Well, look at that. Wow.
That's a level of insanity.
Yeah.
I can't imagine she won't be going to prison.
I'd hope so. Or at least...
maybe she might get a deal to where she can, like... She'll be under house arrest with her child or something. Who knows? But, God, isn't that just terrible? That poor man.
What year is he? Is he like a senior?
He was a senior, yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Wonder if he was good enough to go. I mean, this probably isn't like a career-ending injury or anything. Probably doesn't feel good right now.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure he'd still be.
He should be able to come back from that. And
go, you know, enter the draft
or after a long enough recovery. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what his draft stock is.
Wow.
His team's 3-7, so.
Well.
You know, doubtful he was going to go to the league, but who knows? Anything can happen.
That's true. Well, RMU football closes their season tomorrow.
Are they better than 3-7?
2-8.
Ah!
So, they close the season up tomorrow. Home game against Wagner at noon. So. Closing it up at Joe Walton Stadium.
Let's finish strong, boys.
Setting up at the Joe.
Finish strong.
Just been a horrible season, as always.
Listen, they haven't been good since I've been here.
Uh-uh.
I'm just throwing it out there. It's just a fact.
So, got that to look forward to. Game at the Joe. Joe Walton Stadium.
So. I am excited for college basketball to be back.
Yeah.
March Madness is always fun.
Yeah. I get into it. Not a big basketball fan, but guess I am during March Madness.
Yeah, everyone is during March Madness.
Joe Walton Stadium, I wanted to talk about the name of it. That's one thing I want to transition to is names of sporting venues.
Oh, boy. I got some bad ones for you.
Well, I mean, you know, the Penguins just changed their arena. Now it's the PPG Paint Arena.
Not a fan.
Formerly Consolo.
Consolo is so much better.
Yeah, but you can call it the PP now.
The paint bucket.
Don't they call it the paint can or the can or something like that?
Yeah, bucket. Paint bucket.
The bucket.
Paint can.
And then the Bills Bills changed the name of their stadium.
It's no longer the Ralph? Season.
No longer the Ralph. Now it's New Era Field. That happened just before school started.
Yeah, people are still going to call it the Ralph.
Oh, yeah. But I guess they're trying to get people to call it the Cap. So
what?
The Cap, you know, like a baseball cap. Your hat.
Yeah.
Your hat is a cap. They're trying to call it the Cap.
It's dumb.
Okay, people are trying to get it the PPG arena called the Can. So I mean, that arena, our arena has, and you know, the Sabres arena where they played, that was changed to KeyBank Arena or KeyBank Center.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what was it before?
Before it was First Niagara Center.
Okay.
Then before that it was HSBC Arena. Then before that it was Marine Midland Place or Marine Midland Arena. Mm-hmm. Like, it's changed so many times. Like, I know what San Francisco recently changed their stadium's name to Levi Stadium or Levi Park, something like that. Mm-hmm. The Miami Dolphins just changed their football stadium Hard Rock Field. Like,
this is the 10 worst stadium names in sports according to thescore.com. And the one I thought I was going to be higher up is the first one. This is just awful to me. The Smoothie King Center.
Where's that?
That is in New Orleans. It is where the New Orleans Pelicans of the NBA play.
The Smoothie King Center?
It was renamed the Smoothie King Center in 2014. Oh, man. What was it before? Let me find.
See, that's just... It brings in a lot of money for the team, and it's a nice marketing deal and everything, but, like, does the name of a stadium really make you want to...
Well, actually... If it was my...
Actually, that's kind of hypocritical of me, because I was in the market for a new hat recently. I was like, oh, I got to buy a New Era, because...
Well, see?
Bill's Stadium's New Era Field, so I guess it does, but to an extent. But still, I just...
That's just
gotta
bad.
Have a nice little ring to it.
Yeah, Smoothie King.
Coming to you live from Smoothie King Arena.
Man, where? Like, I am trying to find this.
Like with the Sabres Arena, I just got used to calling it First Niagara Center, and now I gotta call it KeyBank Center, KeyBank Arena, whatever the heck it's called now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's old people who still call the Ralph, or now the Cap, still call it Rich Stadium, what it used to be when it first opened, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then our ballpark is now Coca-Cola Field, but I still call it Duntire Park. That used to be Pilot Field. Like, there's just, like, I don't know. I don't know. Is it okay to keep changing a name of a stadium?
I mean, I'd go with what the fans know and what they love.
I mean, the fans are going to call it whatever they want to call
True.
It anyway, but
you're still going to have to see that, you know, at the game, walking in.
Like, it's just one big billboard. Like, at the Ralph, it used to have, on the back of the scoreboard, it used to be like a nice, you know, area where it says, "Welcome to Ralph Wilson Stadium, home of the Buffalo Bills," and it had all of our AFC championships and, you know, the division wins, the dates and everything. Yep. And it was nice, but now that the back of the scoreboard is just one big billboard for New Era, it's like, it literally looks like a billboard.
What was the meaning behind the Ralph? What is the Ralph?
Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Was the owner of the Bills.
Okay.
So, and that, well, I mean, Joe Walton Stadium, Joe Walton was the head coach of the team. I think it was like one of two stadiums in the whole country that was named after the current coach.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Joe Walton coached RMU from 1994 to 2013.
Mm-hmm.
He, let's see, went to Pitt. He's from Beaver Falls.
Beaver Falls, PA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, neat.
Born December 5th, 1935.
Next on this list of 10 worst is Hard Rock Stadium.
In Miami.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Marlins, Dolphins. I don't think that's bad. Hard Rock's not bad.
No. They just put like a new like awning almost mm-hmm. over top of it. It's got an interesting look mm-hmm. to it.
Now this next one's pretty terrible. Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, home of the Red Wings. Little Caesars.
You could go with like a play on words and do Little Caesars Palace.
That's just
Little Caesars.
Who wants to be named after a mediocre pizza chain?
I like Little Caesars. It's not bad.
It's not great.
No. So like, if someone was like, "Hey, Spell, we want you to name this arena for us, or want you to name this football stadium for us," what would you name it?
It depends on, what here in Pittsburgh?
Okay, so the Pittsburgh Penguins are like, "Mr. Michael Spellman, you're such a great person. We love you so much. We want you to name this arena for us."
All right, well, you definitely got to go with something, you know, that is, supporting or dealing with something in the Pittsburgh area. And I would, if I got the truth, I'd say just go back to Fonzel. It was nice. Yeah, I'm completely fine with the Console Energy Center. It's a local company. You know, I thought it had a pretty nice ring to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like the idea of supporting local.
I don't like, yeah, national. Like
that's what New Era. New Era was founded in Buffalo. That's where the world headquarters are.
Well, that, I guess that's, so, yeah.
But I just don't like that the names change so often. It's just like, come on, people. But I don't know. Do you like, so like we're new, it's New Era Field. I don't like it being called Field.
I think Field's appropriate for that because it is a, you know, football field.
Yeah, it should be. It's a stadium. You're naming the stadium. You're not naming the field.
True.
You know?
I understand.
Or like New Era Park. Nah, it's not park. That'd be for like
what would you baseball. New Era Stadium. New Era Arena?
Or if you wanted to call it New Era Field, you say New Era Field at Ralph Wilson Stadium. You know?
Hmm.
I just don't like Field.
Mall of America Field at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome?
There you
Minneapolis?
Go.
Minneapolis?
That's Minnesota. Minnesota, don't you know? They just built a brand new stadium.
Let's see. Power Balance Pavilion, Sacramento.
Pavilion. What's that for? Sacramento.
The Sacramento Kings. Yeah, I like Pavilion. I like that. Power Balance.
Yeah, but when I think Pavilion, I think an outdoor venue. I don't think an arena.
There might actually be like a pavilion. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It looks like it could actually have a pavilion with it. But Power Balance, power based off of you remember Power Balance bands? They're like sports wristlets.
They're like an irrelevant company. Why would you put that in here? That was like a fad.
A company based off of pseudoscience.
Was a fad back in like middle school.
Yeah.
In like 2008.
Talking Stick Resort Arena.
Talking
Stick. Yeah, Phoenix.
For the Suns?
Yeah, probably the Suns. And quite possibly the Coyotes maybe play there as well.
Talking Stick Hotels.
It's a resort.
Oh, resort. Talking Stick Resort. What do you call it? Do you call it the Stick?
Hey, you're going to go.
Going to go to the Stick. Go see a game of the Stick, huh?
Well, let me. You know, I didn't know this. It's formerly. Oh, man. Let's see. Formerly jobbing.com arena.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's bad.
If you're naming it after a website, that's just horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty
boring. Jobbing.com.
This one is this one's in England. This is the Bet365 Stadium in Stoke, England.
That's kind of cool. The Bet365 Stadium.
Yeah, you want to go to the Bet? Going to the Bet? Hey,
like every
catch
time
a game of the Bet?
Every time you say it, there should be like a little like sound effect.
This one's bad. This one's dealing with a national fast food franchise. Uh-huh. It's in Louisville. What do you think it is?
KFC.
The KFC Yum Center. Not the KFC Center, the KFC Yum Center.
Because Yum is the company that owns KFC.
Oh, goodness. That's bad.
Interesting.
And then the last one on this list is... What? The O.co Coliseum? What is that?
O.co. Is that like Overstock.com?
No.
Let me see. What's O.co?
Oakland... Alameda County Coliseum?
O.co.
Oh, shortened version of the Overstock.com Coliseum. Say,
that sounds familiar, like it's Overstock.com.
That's stupid.
That's bad. O.co Coliseum?
Hey, we're going to the O.co.
Yeah, I gotta go to the O.
Alright, we looked at the worst. Let's look at the best. Smoothie King. That's just stupid.
Smoothie King. Do you think they serve Smoothie King inside the arena?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I hope so.
Hey, you know what? Maybe they got good smoothies. There were like so many articles about terrible sports arena names, but there's not one about good ones.
Well, that's the thing, though. What is a good stadium name?
I thought the Ralph was a good one. Ralph, you know, based off of an owner or something. I thought Console Energy was a good one. I thought that had
a
good one.
It's got a nice ring to
it. I liked the Mellon Arena. The Mellon Arena was good.
What's Cincinnati's? Paul Brown Stadium or something like that?
I don't know, but I mean, that's, you know, it's,
it was named after a person, I feel like. That'd be acceptable. But, like, I just hate when it's named after a company. Like, using a website is ridiculous. That's just, come on, people. Get a little more creative or find a different sponsor.
Let's see. What is this? I have, it's a random stadium name generator, and you just kind of, you type in, like, where you are, like, your town or whatever. Yeah. Put in Moon Township. It gave the Moon Township Arena. Wow. And then King's Yard. Yeah. That was the nickname for it. This is just stupid. Gecko, what? That's bad. All right, that's dumb.
Let me see this. Random stadium name.
Oh, here's there. Another one.
What in the world? That's not what I want. At least, well, but how crazy is it that, I mean, we're not the only one to have this conversation. Someone else has obviously thought that much about it that they made a generator for it. You know,
a button to generate. Where's this
here? Button? Here's all the NBA teams' arena names. So, pick a team. I'll tell you what their arena is.
How about give me a team and see if I can if I know it? Because I might know it.
Okay, Detroit Pistons. This one's ridiculous. I'd be shocked if you get it.
Oh, Detroit Pistons. Nope, I don't got it.
The Palace of Auburn.
Oh, the Palace. All right. Okay.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
No, that's pretty good.
Palace of Auburn.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, game at the Palace.
Yeah, we're going to the Palace.
They're playing at the Palace today. That's pretty cool.
New Jersey Nets.
The Nets. Oh, they
think play. Ken Bone.
Do you think Ken Bone?
Yeah.
Wait, the Brooklyn Nets now? The Brooklyn Nets. Yes, they play at the... Oh, man. It's new. They just made this. Jay-Z built it. Oh, man.
Oh, did they change the name? This might be an old list then.
Yeah, what's that say?
This says Izod Center.
No, it's... Yeah, it's old.
Oh, okay.
Where do they play now? They play at the Barclays Arena.
Oh, the Barclays. That's right. All right. Well.
NBA team.
Lots of centers, arenas.
Arenas.
Let's see. What's this one? FedEx Forum, though, the Memphis Grizzlies. Oracle Arena, I like that one.
Oracle, that's Golden State.
Yeah, I like that. That's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Oracle Arena.
That's pretty cool. That's a good one.
The Rose Garden for Portland Trail Blazers.
Mm-hmm.
Staples Center, that's a classic. Konesco Fieldhouse for Indiana Pacers. Quicken Loans Arena, I've been there.
I've never been there.
Have you ever been to like a different city's sporting venues, any of them?
Not that I know of. I don't think so. No.
I've been to I went to Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. I didn't see a game or anything. I went for a concert. But, you know, I've been there. I've been to... Oh, squeaky. I've been to the Eagles Stadium, the Philadelphia Eagles Stadium. Where else have I been? I've been to PNC Park. I've been to Console. I'm going next weekend. My dad and I are going to the Cincinnati Bengals-Bills game. In Cincinnati, so I'll be at Paul Brown Stadium. I don't know; it's exciting.
I don't think I've ever been to a professional sporting venue outside of Pittsburgh.
Like, I'm excited to be the away team fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool feeling. We went to the Penn Sabres game last year, and it's kind of cool. I mean,
I'd like to go to someone. I can see some of the better stadiums.
It'd be nice to see, you know, a game where your team wins. Mm-hmm.
My high school Spanish teacher was, he's a huge baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he's definitely been to every baseball field.
Really?
Yeah. He is, what is known as a ball hawk. He does ball hawking, where you just try to collect as many baseballs as you can from.
Really?
Yeah. So like he goes to, like, he'll go to batting practices, like pre games, and like try to get the players to throw him up balls and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But fun factaroon about the NBA. Madison Square Garden and the Palace of Auburn Hills are the only current arenas not to be named after corporate sponsors.
Huh.
Well, that's cool to see, you know, organizations maintaining their, you know, integrity, not selling out to anyone they're going.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
those are two good names.
Kansas City, they've got Arrowhead Stadium. That's not a sponsor. That's no, you know, they're the Chiefs.
Just, yeah.
They're the Chiefs, so that, you know, Arrowhead. Then you got Jerry World is AT&T Stadium.
Remember when everyone was up in arms about the Redskins?
Yeah.
I guess that kind of died down, huh?
I guess so. FedEx Field. Yeah, all of these.
That really doesn't really.
Georgia have. Dome. There you go. Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. They're the Georgia Domes. They don't have a sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Smoothie King's the worst one of the NBA. They aren't really.
I think that jobs.com, whatever it was, that's.
That's not an NBA one.
Oh, that wasn't.
No.
Lambeau Field. That's not a sponsor.
No, that's good.
Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum mm-hmm. for the Rams. That's one. Oakland Alameda Coliseum. That's not, at least I don't think so.
That was the O.co, I think. There, that was like a former name of the O.co. It was, that was what it used to be.
Oh. Because this still says that the Oakland Raiders play at the Oakland Alameda Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Soldier Field in Chicago.
Right, I'm looking at the MLB ones to see what we got.
So, interesting.
The Great American Ballpark, Cincinnati, Ohio. That's a cool one. That's nice. All right, this is a pretty bad one. Chicago White Sox play at the Guaranteed Rate Field.
Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yes, sir. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty bad.
The Marlins play at Marlins Park.
Well, there you go. Kind of a no-brainer. It's a little, you know, self-explanatory. Atlanta Falcons are building a new stadium, and it's going to be called Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Ooh.
But New Orleans has the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
Ooh.
So Mercedes-Benz is making bank on
making bank down there, stadium. Yeah.
Oh, how do you feel about this one? So, you know how the Rams are, obviously now they're in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
They're building a new stadium.
Where are they playing right now?
At the USC Stadium, Coliseum. Okay. So, here's the name of their new stadium.
Like, this is approved, this is happening.
This is happening. City of Champions Stadium. How do you
feel about that? No. No, I don't understand. Why?
I don't know. That's the name. City of Champions Stadium is the temporary name of a sports and entertainment stadium currently under construction in Inglewood, California.
Like Los Angeles itself is not even
Los
known.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles itself isn't even known as the City of Champions. Like they don't even use that nickname. I don't know. That makes no sense to me.
The stadium is a component of the City of Champions Revitalization Initiative. The working title is Development on the Site of the Former Hollywood Park Racetrack.
Hopefully they change it.
So I guess the City of Champions Revitalization Initiative is, I guess, the company building it. So they just slap their name on it until it's...
Until something else comes along. Yeah.
That's interesting.
We are over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, getting free radio there, people.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, why don't we...
We're working overtime.
Skedaddle. We'll get out of here. Are you going to be here next week, or are you going home early? Let's see if our viewers can expect a show next week. Are you going to be here for the show, or are you going home for Thanksgiving early?
No, I'll probably be here for the show.
All right.
I got class, Friday. Mm-hmm. Might as well be here for the show.
All right. So, we'll talk to everyone next week, huh?
Yeah.
We'll sign off for now. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye. Go Bills. We got a bye week, so I'll say go Sabres. Still go Bills, but Go Sabres. Go Bills.
Hope they win on this bye week.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. So let's go Buffalo. We'll talk to everyone next week. Toodaloo.